Is this life meaningful? You always need two things to know what is what. You always need two things to know what is what. Otherwise, you don't know. You need comparison to know. You need two to be able to know. That's very interesting. Because one doesn't know. One is not capable of knowing. That's a big, big, big Dharma door. You need two to know. Is this life meaningful? Well, I have to see in the context. I have to see in comparison. Because is this life meaningful? I can only know in comparison. A life can be extremely meaningful. Look at the life of Jesus Christ. Look at the life of Lord Buddha. How meaningful. Just one life. And it stretches for centuries. And it is an inspiration for millions of people over centuries. Very meaningful. Very meaningful lives. And there are millions of very meaningful lives on a world scale. And on a small scale, everything can be extremely meaningful. And everything can be without any value at all. It depends what meaning you assign. Because things in themselves, they just are. Things in themselves just are. And then Caro comes, and Kees comes, and Rishi comes, and Suyachi comes. And we assign meaning. It's up to us. So you can make your life meaningful if you like, or you can make it dull. And full of complaining and guilt and all of that. So it is all up to you. You can make it very rich, very meaningful, very sparkling, very joyful, causeless joy. Or you can make it a world of negativity and judgmental and all of that. It's all up to you. But life just is. Things are. That's it. The moment you are really getting ready to receive this mystery, these paradoxes that you were talking about, just receive them, is when you lay down two, when you lay down comparison. When you just lay down and are courageous enough to live not knowing. You see? So really see deeply what this means and move on. Deeper in yourself, deeper in the mystery of life, deeper in the totality of life. Just see once. Take it to heart and allow it to be incorporated by all your cells, by all your entire being. So are we ready to live this life even without assigning a meaning? Just live it to the best of your capacity. Just live your life to the best of your capacity. To come to a brilliance. To find this shine. It's your birthright. It's up to you. How ready are you to receive this shine, to receive this no longer needing to know? You know, every moment we say, oh, it is like this. We are attempting to fixate life. And you limit yourself so much. You put yourself in a box and then you say, well, I feel so bound. First we put ourselves in a box and then we start complaining, gee, everything is so tight in my life. But that is an outcome. This feeling is an outcome of our beliefs, the concepts that we are not ready to lay down, to see through, to find that all concepts are totally empty, have no reality, nothing, 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 there's nothing there. Are we willing to give up all these ideas that we hold on to, that we cherish, you know? That's all. So it's really up to you. It's all up to us, always. Because every moment, we have the choice to again focus on our ideas and investigate how things are and all of that, and fixate life with a conclusion, or just surrender to this situation without any comment. So you started this conversation off with paradoxes. Isn't it amazing that the moment you surrender to not knowing, that wisdom rises? Isn't that a paradox? The moment you surrender to not knowing, to no longer needing to know, to no longer needing to find out, wisdom rises from your heart. It's amazing. You cannot comprehend. It's so mysterious. So it's this longing. This is longing. You're coming back and again and again and again you're coming back. So there is this longing. You make effort. I just want to inspire you to make more effort, to put more oil on the fire of your passion, to really go, you know, full on in your inner quest. I mean, look at the world. I think really that we cannot afford the luxury to linger on too much. It's time to wake up. It's just a luxury that we are pretending because we are so comfortable. But this can change any minute. Are we ready?